CFD predicting impact loading of a hydrodynamic wave on a submarine. Dr. Minyi Zhang of the Naval Surface Warfare Center studies the effect of hydrodynamic waves on submarines using computational fluid dynamics, CFD, simulation software. Lab experiments are expensive and time-consuming, Zhang said. CFD simulations of free surface and wave interactions can be used to model the submarine while operating near the free surface. The VOF approach assumes that the grid cells near the free surface are filled partway with air and water. Within each computational cell, the VOF, pressure, velocity, and gravitational force acting on the fluid is calculated. The ocean waves and the free surface are tracked by using the VOF values in the domain. The ship then interacts with this oncoming wave, resulting in impact loads on the vessel's surfaces, which are analyzed, explains Dr. Zhang. To perform the simulation, you must first create a mesh for the computational model, which will be used to compute the physics variables and properly outline the complex wave field and the vessel geometry. Due to the viscous fluid traveling around the submarine, an appropriately fine grid must be used to resolve the flow physics. In addition, a small time step size must be used for accurate prediction of the impact loads. Dr. Zhang further explains that the time step size and grid size are interrelated for numerical accuracy and stability, and a balance must be maintained between them to achieve a practical time step size for running the problem without sacrificing accuracy. These impact loads are then provided to structural engineers for determining the critical impact loading. The initial conditions of the wave field are then specified at the inlet boundaries. During the simulation, the waves are propagated into the computational domain. The pressure and velocity are solved using a RAND solver and K-omega turbulence model, said Dr. Zhang. When compared to lab tests, Dr. Jiang's results were very accurate, meaning the simulation can now be used to improve the vessel's design for near-surface maneuvers. External payloads may need to be modified to reduce the impact load. Based on this total impact loading and bending moment, further structural analysis and redesign may be required. Any structure connected to the impacted surface, which exceeds high wave impact loads, needs to be strengthened. Many iterations of CFD wave impact simulation, structural analysis, structure/geometry redesign are required to ensure safe operations. Since Archimedes, man has understood the physics of buoyancy. In the 20th century, the technology took off and led to the submersible marvels we all know today. As simulation technology improves, however, who knows how submarines will change? Source: Dr. Minyi Zhang, Naval Surface Warfare Center.